ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
The Tritic Impetus, chapter number 13, entitled Rahugana Converses with Jara Bharata, text number 18.
Turmeshu Ramshayan Suta Dara Vatsalo. Vyavadino Vyavasasva Bandhana. Vachit Paramada Giri Kandare Pata Valim Krihitva Gajabhita Ashtita Dhrmeshu Ramsha Suta Dara Vatsalo Vyavayadino Vivasaha Shava Bandhanaya Kvachit Pramadat Giri Kandare Pata Valim Grihitva Gajabhita Ashtita Dhrmeshu Ramsha Suta Dara Vatsalo Vyavayadino Vivashaha Svabandhane Kvachit Prabhadat Giri Kandare Pata Valim Grihitva Gajabhita Ashtitaha
Word to word meaning Dhrmeshu in the forest, in the trees. Or in houses,
standing like trees,
in which monkeys jump,
from one branch to another.
Ramsayan, enjoying. Sutadara Vatsala,
being attached to the children and wife.
Vyavayena Dinaha,
who is poor hearted?
Because of acting on the platform
of sex desire.
Vivashaha,
unable to give up.
Swabandhane, in bondage to the reactions
of one's own activities.
Kvachit,
sometimes.
Pramada,
from fear of imminent death.
Giri Kandhare,
in a cave in a mountain.
Patan,
falling down.
Valim,
the branches of a creeper.
Krihitva,
capturing.
Gajabhitaha,
being afraid of the elephant of death.
Astitaha,
remains in that position.
Translation and report by Srila Prabhupada. Srila
Prabhupada ki
jai. Translation. When the living entity becomes exactly like a monkey jumping from one branch to another, he remains in the tree of household life without any profit but sex. Thus he is tipped by his wife just like the he-ass. Unable to gain release, he remains helplessly in that position. Sometimes he falls victim to an incurable disease. which is like falling into a mountain cave. He becomes afraid of death, which is like the elephant in the back of that cave. And he remains stranded, grasping at the twigs and branches of a creeper. Purport. The precarious condition of a householder's life is described herein. A householder's life is full of misery, and the only attraction is sex with the wife, who kicks him during sexual intercourse, just as the she-ass does her mate. Due to continuous sex life, he falls victim to many incurable diseases. At that time, being afraid of death, which is like an elephant, he remains hanging from the twigs and branches of the tree, just like a monkey. Om Agyanatimirandasya Agyananjanashalakya Chakshuvarmilitamyena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Tathamayam Tadati Svapadantikam हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधो जगतपते गोपिशा गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचना वरंगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वभानु सुसई देवी प्रणामी हरि प्रिये नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्णप्रसादा भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांता स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चात देशतारिणी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधारा शिवासादि शिखर भक्तवृंदा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
What a powerful voice. This is one of the section in Srimad Bhagavatam which the speaker and the audience hesitate to speak on. And if you see Srimad Bhagavatam, how beautifully it presents the naked truth to the general public, for those people who really want to come out of this material entanglement. It does not discriminate. Srimad Bhagavatam is such a pure knowledge. It is the topmost knowledge. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam, the king of all the granthas, of all the Vedic scriptures, the fruits of all the Vedic literature. It does not discriminate. But those people who are really on a bodily platform wants to really enjoy the material life, when they hear this type of descriptions in the scriptures, they get shaken. Their minds get agitated. How come such a scripture can speak like this? This is not true. We are not like that. This life is meant for enjoyment. Prabhupada many times he says in his teaching, material body means sex desire. And that material body is not just a human birth. Any species will take it. This sex desire is so prominent in all the species of life, whether it's a human, dog, cat, fish, any animal, you just name it, 8.4 million species of life. As soon as you have this material body, that means you have sex desire. That is the only thing that keeps us bondage or keeps us allow again and again coming into this material world to fulfill it. But guess what? It does not get fulfilled. And that's why we have to take birth again and again and again and again. A Brahma Bhuvana Loka Punar Avritano Arjuna. From Brahmaji to the lower Harish planet, all the 14 planets, whoever comes, wherever he or she takes birth, you have to go through with it. But this type of information, these are the mind and eye opener to all the people, whether the person who wants to enjoy materially, the person who wants to take liberation, or a person who doesn't want anything, who just want to love God, who just want to come out of this material world. It just presented like that. Being merciful, and that only can be done by a pure devotee of the Lord. Not anyone else can do it, because he's a self-realized person. And we are reading this case study of Jadabhat Maharaj from last 7 or 8 chapters. It is one of the longest case study we have given. That it really helps us to think what is and where is our happiness and where we are looking at. Jadabhat Maharaj, such a powerful person, such a self-realized person, he's being so compassionate about King Rahuguna. He's helping him out to come out of this material entanglement. And making him as an instrument, he's teaching the whole world, the upcoming generation. We see how many years ago this Bhagavatam has been written or spoken, and before that, how many years ago? Millions and billions of years ago. This Srimad Bhagavatam. And when we read this type of knowledge, this type of instruction, and we think, we just born now, 30 years ago, 35 years ago, 40 years ago, how come these people know the heart and mind of our life, that they can return all this information years and years ago? Now this is the condition of everybody. This is the condition of everybody, whoever takes the birth in this material form, material body, that means there is a strong sex desire. So in today's verse, is just talking about beautifully the poor condition of a householder. How he doesn't know a pashyatam atmatattvam priheshudrahamedinam canto 2. A pashyatam atmatattvam. He is blind to the self-realized process. Such a blind that he thinks sex is the ultimate goal of this life. And we see in today's scenario, in today's world, if you go to the city, you take any shops, any market, they are promoting their product to enhance your sex desire more. You just name it. The attraction of the opposite sex, whether it's a male or a female, it keeps you bound in this material world. That's why Srila Prabhupada and the Vedic literature has given us the process of varna ashrama dharma. Why a person has been trained as a brahmachari? Because he learned how to control the senses, including the mind, especially the sex desire. He's been trained up fully because that is the initial stage. That is the initial stage when a person, especially a child, he or she is growing up. If they have not been given a full training about the purpose of the life, they have been drifted away very, very easily. Especially in the Western world, we have seen this sex desire has been promoting very vastly. Movies, billboards, you just name it. Most of us, we have come from India. These type of things are being forbidden over there. It is there. It is a part of life for a householder. But it's not been promoted in legal way. There is a way to do it. Dharma aviriddhya kamo asmi. Or Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita, the marriage life where the sex is so prominent, if you do without a dharma, that is me. You have to do in a dharma, in a channelized way. That's why a person has been recommended, whether he or she, to the first 25 years of his life or her life, they must be trained how to control the senses. And with the blessings of their spiritual master, with their guardians, they go to the next step, which is Grihastha life. And such kind of a devotee, whether it's he or she, when they get trained up in the Vedic scripture, they enter into Grihastha life with an exit. They know when there is a time, so I have to leave it. No doubt, it is one of the duty. Because a devotee Grihastha, he enters as a dutifully, thing as a responsibility. Supporting, controlling his senses, where the wife helps a person not to become like a bull going anywhere, approaching anybody. No, she helps him to become more spiritualized. And with his spiritual strength, she also gets elevated. So there is a proper method to do it. In material world, every activity has its time frame, has its purpose to fulfill. Such as eating. We do, it's a need of the body. We do it in the morning, and after sometimes 6, 7, 8 hours in the afternoon, we do it again, and in that night we do it again. Sleeping. In the night we go. It's meant for sleeping in the night. 6, 7, 8 hours, then wake up, perform your spiritual duty, your other material duties. A devotee goes to material world to work to give him a spiritual life. A strong spiritual life to himself, to his wife, to his dependent, to his children, to the neighbors, to the society. He brings, his conception is different to see the world. But for an envious crossholder, Nidraya Hariyate Naktam Vyagayena Cha Vyagaya Diva Cha Hateya Hayarajan Kutumb Bharinena Va Nidraya Hariyate Naktam Vyagayena Cha Vyagaya. That second line exactly matches to our second line here, today's verse. Vyagaye Dino Devasahaso Bandhana. Same point has been mentioned, Vyagayena, in sex indulgence. The person who is really envious, such an envious householder, in the night he sleeps, or either he does sex indulgence with his spouse, or in the morning he maintains, he goes to work, bring money, and see how he can enjoy more. That's why we have seen many devotees. Those who are not been trained fully in the scriptures as a brahmacharya or brahmacharini, how much difficult they find their spiritual life to practice. They have to do 100 times more hard work to understand this tattva. Srila Prabhupada Samaya writes in Srimad Bhagavatam that a father and a mother who becomes 50, 60, 65 years old, such a great experience of life. They have gone through. Marriage life means sex life, nothing else. That's why people, they get married. A father knows, a mother knows, there is no happiness in married life. Still they pushes their son and daughter to get married. Still they pushes. That's how the precarious situation is without the Vedic knowledge. It becomes a license, which is fine. It becomes a license, but that license has not to be misused. It has a purpose to fulfill. As I said, material activity has a purpose, eating has a purpose, sleeping has a purpose. So giving birth to children is also a purpose. When that purpose is fulfilled, that has been gone through by sex intercourse, that's it. Stop there. And if the person carries on, that makes him bondage. So bandhane. And he when the more he discharges his vital force, the more he becomes weaker. He gets more diseases. Memory gets shorter. If you see from the scientific point of view, they are the demerit points of indulging too much into this activity. Methunam sukham. Too much. He loses all his memory, his power, his strength, get disease, many diseases, which he feels sick all the time. Always, you know, sick. So these are the opener. In Bhagavad Gita, chapter 3, we read text number 36, where Arjuna himself is asking to the Lord, "What is that thing, my Lord, that forces a person to do sinful activities? A person doesn't want to do, but he is forced, heavily forced to do those activities. And it has got very heavy karmic reaction. And that's in household life." The Lord says, "It is only lust, Arjuna, nothing else. It is only lust that a person is forced to do it. All those activities, sinful activities, which binds him into this material world. The way fire is covered by smoke, the mirror is covered by dust, the embryo is covered by the womb. In a similar way, the intelligence is covered by the different level, degrees of lust. Again and again hammering. We can see that the sitting place of this lust is mind, intelligence and senses. When it covers, a person is full and gross, just I really want to take out my sexual desire, either with my spouse or either going to the brothel or by any means. He is ready to pay any amount of money. He is ready to do any sinful activity. We can see in the case of one of our great Acharya, Bilvamangala Thakur, in his previous life, he was so attached to this prostitute that on the day of his father's cremation, he was not bothering to fulfill those rites. He left it in the middle. That's the lust takes over someone's intelligence and mind and makes him blind. Then he crosses the river in the storm. He uses the snake as a rope to climb on the wall of that prostitute, Chintamani. So heavy it is. Last week I was going to drop our temple's car to one of our devotees' house. It was broken, and as I crossed on the Kingsway, there's a stripping club, men's gallery. And as we know, there every company has got their slogan. And that slogan was the ultimate and only happiness. The way we say in American dollars, you know, God, we trust you. So this stripping club, brothel club, they have just written, the ultimate happiness you find here. That's their preaching going on. Again in Canto 2, Lord is saying, Tasmat Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Ishwaro Hari Shrutta Vyakrita Vyascha Samvetta Sajvaya Ichchitha Bhayam. Therefore, O descendant of Bharata, if you want to free from all these miseries, must chant and must remember the personality of Godhead, who is the controller and the savior of all the living entities. Otherwise, where is the hope that we can come out of this way? Now, we have not been to the city for 1 year. We were so present here in our temple. But after such a long time, when I went there to the city to see Crossway site, which we are going to have now very soon, seeing such an openness of the opposite sex, minds get bewildered. It gets bewildered. How the couples are, you know, holding their hands, putting the hands on their shoulder, taking selfies. The mind hammers, what I am doing here? Why am I alone? Not only them, you just go to any shop, they have been kept female, assistant. Hello sir, how can I serve you? Would like to buy anything that may assist you? A person is gone inside just to buy one shirt or one pant, and he ends up with buying five shirts or five pants. Because he was certainly enjoying the association of that opposite sex. The more I spend time with her, no, I don't want this one. Please show me this jacket, show me that jacket. You're subtly enjoying that sexual attraction of the opposite sex. And in this way, they are selling more. In this way, they are selling more. One time in Srimad Bhagavatam, three, four years ago, I was in Harinam on Friday, and we went to Federation Square, and others were doing Harinam, and I was distributing books with others. Then I approached some ladies. They were like 35, 40 years old. They were a group of 3-4. Matajis were there, and they came from New Zealand to attend some conference here. And they were about to leave on Sunday, so it was a Friday night, so they were just hanging around in the city. So one of the lady, I approached her, I thought she's alone, and she was seeing our team, our Harinam team, and she was just clapping and dancing. So you can imagine, she's a very good candidate to give books. So I approached her, I said, excuse me miss, do you like this music? Do you like this Hare Krishna Mata? She said, yeah, I do like it. I do like it. I don't know what it is, but there is something in there. So I showed her a book called Chant and Be Happy. I said, look, this is all about the Hare Krishna Mahamantra what we are chanting. You read this book, you will get much more information. And do you know these personalities on the cover book? George Harrison and John Lennon. Said, yeah, they are the Beatles. I said, they were chanting this mantra. Do you know, there is a song called Oh My Lord, I Wanna Be With the Sweet Lord. After chanting this mantra, they wrote this song. Say, oh yeah. And she was having a look, and suddenly her three friends came. They said, excuse me, don't buy this book. They told her friends. And she snatched the book, and she opened 68 or 67 page, the end of the book. And she says, explain me what it is. And there was a four relative principle. And one of the principles was, you can produce children. You can only have a sex when you have to produce children, apart from nothing. And she gets so upset. I said, why did you do this? He said, what does it mean? Explain us. I said, how do you know about this book? Can you see how focused she was that she opened the exact page of Srila Prabhupada's book? I said, how do you know about this book? I said, I was in New Zealand. I got this book. One of your members gave us. And when I read, I threw the book. I didn't like this concept. I said, what do you mean by that? I said, does it mean that I have to be approached my husband only for this purpose? And rest of the life, do I have to be like this? And I said, look, this is not the way it is when we are talking about the spiritual life. Then our conversation move on here and there. But the lady I approached first, she was a bit of intelligent. And I went in the other way. I said, look, if you don't talk about the spiritual aspect, if you see in a health perspective, it is really not good. If you do it on a very regular basis, you will lose your health and this and that. And this lady was from a science background, and that makes sense to her. She said, no, he's right, he's saying something. Is he right? I have heard, if you do more in there, then you lose your memory, you become diseased and so and so. Apashyatam atma tatvam, the person who is really, really not knowing the purpose of the life, he will always talk about like this. You see, this sexual pleasure is the ultimate goal of the life. Why a person, a living entity being trained in such a way that they say, If you buy or if you earn more money, if you become famous, if you become knowledgeable, if you have a beauty, handsome, a beautiful, what is their purpose? To attract the opposite sex. If a person wants to become rich, what does it purpose? To attract many opposite sex. If a person is strong, nice bodybuilding, what does it mean? Why does he or she, you know, wears a tight skin dresses to show their bodily parts? To attract what? The opposite sex. A person is very knowledgeable, is very famous, a TV anchor or whatever, a big famous personality, a sports star, or a celebrity in Hollywood, Bollywood. What they do? Why a person buy a big expensive car? To show opposite sex. To attract them. To have their association. Either grossly or subtly. That's what we have been learned in our schools and colleges here. But actually, a living entity is born, you see, from India, then he's being downloaded by the false information of this material world. Oh, you are my son, you are my daughter, she's your mommy, I'm your father, he's your grandfather, she's your grandmother, your sisters, your brother. He doesn't even know, he just opened his eyes. And as soon as he's opened eyes, he's being downloaded by all this material information. And he grows up, and he goes to the school, and he does some wonderful activities. Suppose he just wants a medal for the school or college. So the school's blame, he's our student. Look what he has done. He has made us proud. And then in the next prospectus of the college, for the next year, they put his photo. He's our child. And when he goes to the army or police or something, and when he wins the fight, a battle, then the army people claims, oh, he's our soldier. He's an Indian. He's a fighter plane. So and so. They blame. Everybody start putting stamp on him. He's our. Mom says he's mine. Father says he's mine. Grandfather says he's mine. Society says he's mine. Country says he's mine. Organization says he's mine. And when he gets married, wife says he's mine. Her husband says she's mine. Okay, if you have to speak to your son, you have to take permission for me. We have seen this type of bars. If you have to speak to your wife, you have to take permission for me. Because I am her master. That employees, he's our employee. When he gets salesman of the year or employer of the year, he's our person. And so, and he becomes puffed up with all this designation, not knowing the real tattva of the life, the bhagavad tattva. And he goes on and on, and he maintains very hard. He works like an ass. Day and night, only for the one thing. When he comes home in the night, he looks for his wife. Now I am so tired. Now I have to relieve my tiredness. Where are you? And then, when he becomes old while looking after maintaining them, and the children are grown up, they start earning their own money, they start disrespecting the person. Stop asking him, stop, you know, calling him. Why? Because they are independent now, they have their own life. Why a father being asked always by children? Because he's an ATM machine. They always say, father, I need this, father, I need that. So he's one kind of a maintainer. He also becomes a controller only for a certain period of time until the children grow up and they earn their own money. So he's got a controller kind of. But as soon as they start earning, the control is finished. Slowly, slowly, that control is loosened up. And then he stops works. He gets old. Wife doesn't care for him. Children there doesn't care for him because they have got their own partner. Daughters got married. Son got married. And no one cares for him. They only approach him just to have some money, to have some property. But when he's been neglected by those family members, then he thinks, if he's lucky enough. And this pastime is in Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada writes. When he's lucky enough now, then it hits in his consciousness. Throughout my whole life, I was serving all those family members, all those caste, nation, everybody. They didn't care for me. Why did I waste my time taking care of them? Why I did not look for the higher purpose of my life? Then he curses himself. Then he becomes bitter. He doesn't want to associate with them. He said, I had a good time. I had a good time. Many people approached me, but I did not bother for their advices. I was just busy in gratifying my own senses. Now, no one is there to give me a glass of water. No one is there to take me to the doctor. I thought these people, today I am looking after them, they will help me in my old age. But look at them. They got their own partners. They themselves are enjoying. One time Srila Prabhupada, somewhere in Mumbai, he went with his disciples. And this wealthy person, old man, came. And he says, oh, Swamiji, meet my wife. Swamiji, meet my two sons and their wives. And meet my daughter and her husband and their children. Ha 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 ha. Just like that. Then he said, okay, now, darshan finished, you all go. And they all went inside. And Srila Prabhupada turned to his disciples. Can you see how he's so proud of his sex life? I did. My sons are doing. My daughters are doing. They are so proud. He said, that's how the condition of a poor householder. They think that is the ultimate purpose. But that is not actually. It has a purpose for a certain period of time. When the purpose is finished, come out. And it applies not only to male, it applies to female also. Because if you see from a broader perspective, we are a spirit soul, and spirit soul has no gender. Only with our karma, we take body of a male and a female. And this Bhagavad Dharma is meant for both, male or female. She also has a point that, okay, I serve you as a wife, look after your children, look after your house and your parents. Now please, help me. You know who said this? Devamuti. To Kardamamuni. Please, make me abhayam, fearlessness. Now you are leaving, our 9 daughters are married. You are leaving us now. Give me something. I wasted my time. She was such a wonderful devotee of the Lord. But she is acting as an humble. My Lord, being as a woman, I have less intelligence. By nature, I want to enjoy this material world. Please, I did not recognize your saintly association. Please enlighten me. Please forgive me. How am I going to live? How am I going to achieve liberation? Please give me some spiritual knowledge. And as been promised by Lord Vishnu to Kardama Muni, I will come as a son, as a Kapila Dev. And then I will cut the knot of the ignorance and the sense gratification from your heart by promoting the Sankhya philosophy. Only just by that, Lord Himself said when Arjuna asked, ki, who is the real enemy? He said, dust, covered by this, covered by fire, dust, womb. And he says, only by associating, only by coming to the Krishna consciousness knowledge, we can remove all the ignorance from our life. We need to control. Until unless we are not able to control our senses, Lord says, I does not reveal to that person myself. If the person has no control on his senses, I does not reveal. I hold myself. You are saying, you are my servant. You want to become my servant. But you are already a servant of your senses. So you have to leave one post. You have to leave one job. If you have to get my job as a servant, you cannot do two jobs because you need to pay more tax. Need to pay more tax if you do 2, 3, 4 jobs. One job, do mine. I always say this to people when I talk. They say, Krishna consciousness life is like making your black money into white money. Your life is a black money, doesn't know, paschatam atvatarpam, full of ignorance, and you can make it into white money by taking up the Krishna consciousness. And then you can enjoy as much as you can under the rules and regulations of Vedic scriptures in a regulated way. Every ashram has its purpose, its duties to put these rules and regulations. If the enjoyment is there, along with the enjoyment, there are many other responsibilities are there that has to be fulfilled. But here in today's words, it is the condition of a poor heart, he doesn't know. He cries and cries, kicked by his wife in the night, the way a she donkey kicks he donkey. Grahamedis, wife and husband, in this verse has been called, wife is like a she donkey. And a maid is like a he donkey. Only purpose to approach the wife, Maituna Sukha. And he gets again, kicks again and again. Did you get this for me? No, I forgot. Sorry, not for tonight. So the price tag is there for every enjoyment. So that's why you have to take up the process of Krishna consciousness. Do everything, but in a very regulative way, and approach the supreme destination, Paramdhama, Lord Shri Krishna. Thank you. I would like to stop here and see if there are any questions or any corrections. Yes, Prabhuji. Please use the mic.
Thank you, Prabhu. It's a heavy subject matter.
It is.
So, you discussed a lot about the problem, and I would request if you could give some solution as well.
Yes, yeah, solution I gave. Just the way Lord said, Tasmat Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Ishwaro Hari Shurtavya Ketavya Shah Samrata Sucha Ichatavya. The only solution is to engage yourself to purify. And purification comes when we hear the pastimes, the glories, and when we chant the name of the Lord, it purifies us. Shukta Vyadeshu Rajendra Shatrinam Shanti Shahashanam Apashyatam Atvatatvam Graheshu Kramedina. If the person is not entangled into spiritual life, he's got many subject matter to hear. So you have to stop those subject matters. Anybody who is serious candidate to progress in bhakti, he has to stop all those hearings and only start hearing about the Lord Shri Hari. Because that way makes him purify. That's like a steel wool scrubber, scrubbing the dirty heart, which is like a dirty boat. It's been there for billions and billions of years. That we wash air pots, yeah? When it's burnt, we keep a water inside with dishwashing liquid for 2, 3, 4 hours. And then after that, we scrub with scrapper or steel wool. And that is the condition of our heart. And Hare Krishna Mahamantra is like a steel wool. The more you scrub, the more dirt will come out. And at the end of the day, when we see the crystal clear layer of the pot, feels so happy. So that's the way it is. We have this long way to go. And it's up to us how fast we want to scrub that dirty pot of our heart. I hope it's helpful.
Thank you. Now, you were mentioning about Devahuti Mantra.
Yes.
And in this section further, Kapildev, when he explains the meditation of the yogi.
Yes.
So there in the Greek offers one a very nice prayer. Asamare ravanata khila loka dhibra shokashu sagra vishoshana matyudara sammohanaya rachitum nijamalayasya bhumandalam bhunikrite makaratvajasya. So he's saying that one should meditate Hasam Hare on the smile of the Supreme Lord.
Yes.
And what would be the effect of that? Hasam Hare Ravanata Akhila Bhogati Ka Shokashu Sagra. And by meditating on the smile of the Lord, it would dry up the ocean of tears that have been caused by the intense grief that we have been experiencing in the material world.
Yes.
And to pacify, to deal with the attacks of Cupid, sex god, one has to meditate on the harsh eyebrows of the Supreme Lord.
Yes.
Take the protection of his bow.
Yes.
From the arrows of Cupid. Because those eyebrows are the manifestation of his internal potency that he has given for the protection of the sages.
Yes, yes, that's right. We need to meditate on the eyebrows of the Supreme Lord. It's been called Madan Mohana, who has conquered the Cupid. Okay, thank you very much for adding me to that point. Anybody else? Okay, from my turn.
So my question is, how can we be responsible in our relationships without being affectionate or attached? I think because being affectionate and attached is another, you know, is the aspect of the that we are responsible for them.
Yes.
So then how can we come, like how can we be detached then if we have to be responsible?
Yes, Mother, it's in the beginning, it's because attachment is there, it's natural. Being as a mother, being as a father, towards the children, towards the spouse. Attachment is there, that's why we are in the family life. And it is a good attachment. But if we see from the spiritual point of view, we see them, our family members, as a servant of Lord Krishna, and I'm taking care of them as a servant of a servant. But we need to grow in our spiritual understanding as the time goes away. Even though if they leave this world before us, so we need to make prepare ourselves in a such a way that it will not affect us. Say, okay, today I was taking care of them and now Krishna is taking care of them. But in a higher perspective, Krishna was taking care of them in this material world through me. So I was also as an instrument for taking care of them. But now they are not in this world, so Krishna is taking care of them because they all are Vaishnavas there. And how do we know we go before them or they go after us? We don't know. So that attachment has to, somewhere we have to bring it. And Lord is saying it comes through Abhyasa. The more we grow in our spiritual understanding the sea, ki yes, today I am changing, my kids are also changing, husband is changing, parents are changing, and nobody is asthai there. Nobody is asthai there, they are asthai. And they have to move, I have to move also. So that comes over the period of time by reading of our path books and taking guidance from the other devotees. We have seen those who are Srila Prabhupada disciples and they have been grastas and CL. And if husband is leaving body, wife is next to his head and she is just giving him solace. Don't worry, think about Krishna. And she is chanting more, reading Prabhupada books more, Bhagavad Gita, so and so. So where is under? Because she is helping her husband to leave this material world by thinking about the Lord. Because he is the real maintainer, he is the real protector, not we are. That's my answer. I hope that will help you.
It's very high.
It is very high, Mahadi. But to do subject matter is very high. Okay? Thank you so much. Krantra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jaya Srila Prabhupada Ki.